Good morning. Welcome to the panel and to our discussion this morning on the roundtable. Very nice to have you with us. We don't have anybody. Oh, there they are. Oh, look, our panel is now coming in.
Were you having
a meeting or something that I wasn't invited to?
Yes. I noticed, Joe, that when I come into a room, all conversation stops. That's exactly the point.
Okay. All right. Well, we're on the air, and we're supposed to have conversations. So please feel free to talk and say things. Good morning, all. Very nice to
morning.
Have you here. Let me introduce the panel to you now that they have all arrived. WAMC's Alan Chartok is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I just want to say that on Saturday, June 18th at 7 p.m., the Berkshire Ramblers, made up in large part of WAMCers, will be doing a benefit concert for Cafe Lena, but not at Lena because it's under repair, but at Cafe Lena at The Grove, 233 Lake Avenue, Saratoga. And that will be Saturday, June 18th at 7 p.m. We want to see all our friends there. It'll be great.
Saturday, June 18th at 7 p.m.
Right. The Berkshire Ramblers.
Berkshire Rambles. At the Ramblers Grove. At The Grove on Lake Avenue in Saratoga Springs.
That's
okay.
It. Yeah.
Good.
Yes. Good. Thank
Rosemary Armeo is here. She is the director of the journalism program at the University of Albany. Good morning.
Good morning. I have no announcements.
No, you're not going to be anywhere Saturday night playing.
No.
Yeah. Mike Spain, who will be headlining. I think he's opening for the Dixie Chicks this weekend. No, what are you doing?
I'm going to be in North Carolina on Saturday, but I want you to know at my mother-in-law's house, she has gender neutral bathrooms.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. That's
we
very
have those
nice.
In my house too.
Yeah, very, very good. Well, welcome all. It's very nice to have you with us on this Tuesday morning. We have a lot to discuss, a lot going on. Obviously, much a continuation from the stories that we had yesterday, and we will certainly look forward to hearing from you as well. It's roundtable at WAMC.org, roundtable at WAMC.org. Let us begin with, we're still getting in reaction, obviously, from the shooting on Sunday morning in Orlando at the Pulse nightclub. The death toll 49, and of course the shooter killed as well. Those who are were injured, many have were released yesterday, and are improving, which is good news. Bunch of things that we want to talk about today. Obviously, we want to talk about the president's reaction. We want to talk about some more information that we're getting in about the shooter himself. Plus, I want to talk a little bit about the gun issue. How they got the guns, and looking at some past shootings and do some comparisons there. And I'd also like to talk with the panel about some of the media coverage that we have seen in this case. And maybe I'll start with that and ask, I'd like to begin with Rosemary, but last night when I was watching CNN, Jake Tapper did this the night before, Anderson Cooper did this last night, in not naming the shooter.
Yeah, I hate that. This whole thing that the mass killers are after fame, and we give in to their demands when we use their names and sort of glorify them. But I'm sorry, there is power in information, and who this guy is, and why he did it, and exactly how he was led, how he got the gun, and all of that is vital information.
They will
I'm
not
sorry
show pictures.
Some people, I hate it all. I think all of this should be out.
Now, obviously, if you go to Mike's newspaper, if you go to the Times, or excuse me, the New York Times, the Washington Post, any other newspaper in this country, they have multiple pictures.
Right.
They have the name of the killer. Yes,
the tabs are unbelievable this morning.
Well,
the
right,
tabs are just
and
they just
so that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
Yeah,
I mean, Anderson, who is, you know, so self-righteous in this, it's his community, and as he goes, we're not going to use his name. It's out. You can find it someplace else, as if he's better than them. That's just wrong.
I was really kind of ripped apart last night on that because then he went into a very emotional reading of the
right.
names, and then there's a, you know, and it was gut-wrenching. It really was. But also is that, we're not into the news then at that point, are
no.
we, Mike?
Well, it's an important part of the coverage now when there are these tragedies to give everybody a glimpse of who the people are who are the victims and tell something about them. You know, it was the New York Times, of course, did that so famously with the portraits of grief after 9/11. And I think the Orlando newspaper has done a great job, the Sentinel, and other media are also telling you the story, the human story of these people who have families and loved ones, and they are the victims of this tragedy. And that's part of the news coverage. I think it's legitimate. But I agree with Rosemary. She's exactly right. This is an important piece of information, who this person was. We're trying desperately to understand it. The Sentinel today had a story about how Omar was in apparently in this nightclub and perhaps some other gay nightclubs throughout Orlando in
gay
recent
dating
weeks.
Sites he's been at.
Yes,
and he's been using
exactly.
An app on his phone
several
to engage with people who are gay, possibly for dating, but he was also abusive to them. You know, some speculation, and this is all it is that it perhaps he had homosexual tendencies and he was somehow acting out the feelings he had because his upbringing didn't allow that and he was tortured by it, or he just might have been a complete hater of homosexuals and he was trying to infiltrate to case the joint.
Well, Libby said that yesterday, those who the repressed homosexual can be the...
Sure.
The most dramatic.
It can
when
be
it comes
a tortured,
the,
and then and
their homophobia.
You know, the president said on Sunday that this was an act of terrorism and an act of hatred, and he was exactly right. This guy's a hater. You know, regardless of the motivation, if he went online and, you know, we were talking, about this at the Times Union. People, 20 years ago, before the internet, or 30 or 40 years ago, could find literature that would support their Nazi or their white supremacist or the Ku Klux Klan hatred. But now it's, you just tap on your phone and you can get it. But there's going to be people out there that are vulnerable to, that influence. But,
Influence is right. One of the tabs this morning is reporting on the father. And showing him in a uniform, saying that he's, in other words, the kid is following the father to some extent. The father set the standard of the hatred of the country, and it says he condemns his kid, but he also condemns whatever else. So, you could come up with a theory of repressed homosexuality. You could come up with a theory of his father was a bad guy and he's a bad guy. It's just so hard to do armchair psychoanalysis on anybody.
Except that if we are talking about, since we are bringing terrorism into it, since we are bringing ISIS into it, I think that differentiation will come down, right? We have to make the differentiation of whether he is as a terrorist doing this in the name of ISIS or
which he said, by the way,
which he said when he called up when he called up 911 and claimed it, although it had no, from what we are being told from the FBI so far, no ties to the organization prior.
See, I don't agree with that. I'll tell you why.
Well, I don't know if I don't think we know, right?
Well, no, we know one thing. We know that ISIS is recommending, as are other terror groups, that lone wolves go out there and carry out their bidding. Now, you could say that he didn't get a draft or a check from ISIS, but we do know that they're doing what has been asked for by that terror group.
I don't disagree with you. What my question though is he could also just have been a screwed up young man, right?
Yeah, that's a quite plausible explanation. I mean, look at the kids who did Columbine so many years ago. They were devoted to Hitler, and Hitler had lived 75 years before they were alive.
Hitler wasn't directing them.
People can embrace any ideology. The internet makes it easy. They can find comfort and support for whatever completely distorted and sick tendencies that they have. I mean, that's one of the disappointments of having so much access to communication. There's so many benefits. But in the end, the guy was a hater. I mean, it's, I think his, that
he also have to look at how he was raised. To his father is they're Afghani immigrants. The father has expressed sympathy with publicly the Taliban, right, which is extremely fundamentalist, anti-gay, anti-women, everything. So he was raised, and the first wife has offered interesting insights into the
very
man as well. And so everything about him is off, and yet he didn't have a minute's problem getting a very dangerous weapon. A columnist in Philadelphia went out and bought a gun just like his. It took her 7 minutes to get it. She then went to turn it in to the police because she didn't really want to own it. It took her longer to fill out the paperwork and answer the questions to turn in the gun than it did to buy it.
Yeah, that is, I think, what the conversation, there's many conversations that come out of this, but the availability of military assault weapons, the easy availability of them, and the ammunition that goes in them has to be one of the conversations. And, of course, the other is, this anti-gay bias, which we thought we were in we were emerging from that in an era after, you know, marriage equality and so much acceptance and embracing of people's diversity that we would be past that, and we're not.
I think we Americans are in a bubble on that. I just came from a part of the world where homosexuality is still seen as, America is crazy. You know, it's going against God. That was the attitude in Mali, in Tunisia. They are seen as perverts and degraded, the same way that we saw them back in the before the 80s.
And, the
90s. And that is, and the United States is one of the reasons we're hated. Why are we hated? That's one of them, is that we have given civil rights to people that other parts of the world do not believe they deserve them.
Well, but we were a leader on a lot of areas.
Yes,
we are,
I know.
This, yeah.
And another place where we're a leader in is that we have 5 times the amount of gun violence and gun death.
Yes,
than,
no other place has that.
Than in a given our per capita income is what it's based on.
You know what else makes me crazy about this whole debate, and everyone's talking about it, which is good. I think we should be talking about it. But why are we so hung up on this label of, is it a hate crime or is it terrorism? What
I agree
is terrorism?
With you.
Does it matter? I mean,
that's exactly right.
It's like a vet. Like suddenly, if we could put a name on it, we would somehow have more control
because
over it.
Because we have to do something. In other words, there's a sense of ultimate frustration that there's nothing we can do, so they come up with these dichotomies, names and things.
Yeah.
That's nonsense.
Well, and it seems to be, and not to, just by saying the name, I'm going to change the subject here, but when you have Donald Trump getting up and giving a major speech and talking about how we have to stop letting them in, and this is the problem, even though this young man was was American. He was born in this country, and his parents were here for 30 years. So, under any situation that he called for yesterday, that family would still be in this country. Correct?
Right.
So, so it seems like that is what the label is because of politicization.
Yeah.
Thank you. Of all of this, of trying to make it an issue more than the issues that are at hand, which are, of course, guns and
it doesn't really matter what
terror.
It doesn't really matter what he says it matters what he says because he's talking to a silent, what he considers to be a silent majority or a group of people who really aren't very vocal about all this, but who in themselves are thinking that there's logic in what he says. Of course, there isn't. But Joe, when you say there's nothing that would have changed, no, he wouldn't have let the family in the first place, and he made that perfectly clear.
Well, that's right. But you're going back 30 years. What I'm saying is there's nothing that he could have done right now under what he put forward that would have changed that situation. He's not going to throw that family out, at least not yet. We couldn't wait for that for the sequel, I guess.
Yeah. The son did a hateful act, so he'll just deport the whole rest of the family. That would be within his policies.
He asserted that he's an Afghani. I mean, he's from Afghanistan.
It's like the judge is Mexican.
He can't accept the reality that this is a second-generation American.
But the worst thing he did was to say that Barack Obama somehow is implicated in this shooting, that he has some involvement.
He knows more than he knew.
Yeah.
Or he's really stupid.
And let's remember, this is the same guy who was talking about Obama being here illegally in this country.
Right, but he was not the presumptive candidate for president at the time that he was making those assumptions.
What does it matter?
Well, I agree with you, except that now, matters.
How does that matter? The guy's making stuff up, and he's saying what isn't true, and that's who he is.
I mean, it isn't just in Obama, his stuff that somehow the Clintons are involved in the death of Vince Foster, which has been knocked down after how many criminal investigations?
Well, he did the same thing
bringing that up again. He's
he had Cruz's he had Cruz's
father and
father was involved in
part
the assassination.
Of JFK.
Yeah, so I mean, this isn't a pattern with that, but at this particular time, right after it happened, I just can't understand how he has supporters.
It is, because if it weren't so serious, it would be laughable, right?
It's laughable even with the supporters.
Well, I just bring you back to Hitler, guys. That's how he did it.
I know.
Just keep saying it. You tell it again.
I watched that speech last night from beginning to, or yesterday afternoon from
beginning to
end. The speech that he gave, the policy speech in
Trump's
speech in New Hampshire. And watch Hillary's too, but and they're stark contrasts. But I mean it's frightening, yeah. And so my question is, when you look at this, I mean the other media issue that I wanted, of course, bring up is of the Washington Post.
Yes,
of saying okay, because he wrote about. Because the Washington Post printed what he said on Fox News' morning show about President Obama and put a headline in that he was making that connection between the president and the killing, then Donald Trump said, "I'm going to revoke all future press credentials for the Washington Post."
Well, I mean, he got a lot of press, and he ended up winning when he did the same thing with Fox.
Yes.
So the media holds some responsibility for this, too. We have helped to create him. He is a monster, and it's going to come back and bite us again and again. I think Marty Baron is a pretty good adversary
for
him.
The editor of the Washington Post,
famous for the Spotlight movie, for example. He took on the Catholic Church. I think he can deal with Donald Trump.
Okay, guys, I'm going to say something.
Okay.
Get me into trouble.
30 seconds,
okay. But the Washington Post has been after Trump, period. And so has, and so.
And rightly so.
What'd you say?
Rightly so.
I agree with that. And so has the New York Times.
All right. So let's pause there because I want to talk more about that and obviously incorporate your letters into this conversation as well.
A lot of letters.
We'll get to those.
That's a good one.
First, let's take a break. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Very, very nice to have you with us. We have a lot of letters. We've been talking about what's going on in Orlando and talking about presidential politics as well as the massacre in Orlando on Sunday. We go to the letters now, and Alan is the keeper of those letters.
Panel. One of the Trump biggest cheerleaders and regular friendly interviewers, Michael Savage. And his name is really Wiener, not Savage, by the way. An Obama hater and talk show host who constantly floats conspiracy theories implicating the president in everything from the Ebola crisis to the helicopter crash that killed a dozen members of SEAL team a couple of years ago. No surprise, then, that the Trump parrot Savage rants on a responsive basis. No, I think—
His real name is Wiener?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It is. He is a bad guy. That's my view.
So he changed Wiener to Savage. Man, that's some interesting psychology.
Panel. Sorry, Rosemary. Panel, I agree 100% with all the points you're discussing this morning. Especially disturbing is the ease in which assault weapons can be acquired legally in capital letters. Nothing changed with our gun laws when children were gunned down at a grade school. What will it take to change people's minds? I shudder to think what the right-wing stations are discussing and what those like-minded callers are feeding into, and that's from Lou.
I think people's minds don't have to be changed. The majority don't want this happening. It's simply the people in Congress who don't have the political courage to make a change.
Or as the Daily News said.
Stand up to the NRA.
As the Daily News said, thank you, NRA.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the front page headline. Okay. Walter says if it was... I'm sorry.
No, it's on their doorstep.
Okay. Walter says, if it were a synagogue or a black church, we would be debating whether it was a hate crime. Guns aren't the problem, says Jeff. Islam is, period.
Let's go back to that other letter. Yeah, if it were a synagogue or a black church, we still would be debating it. If the guy claimed he had pledged allegiance to ISIS, we would be saying the same thing, which I think is ridiculous. Is it a hate crime or is it terrorism? The president already said it's both. I don't think that has anything to do with... I have been impressed with the solidarity shown towards gay people in this whole event.
Yes.
I've not heard expressions of sympathy from people that I have this time.
Yeah, we had in the old days when something happened, they would say this is God punishing, you know, the gay community.
Yeah. We're not hearing that this time.
Well, when you see the thousands of people who were at the vigil last night in Orlando, as well as the
New York City in the Village,
London, right at and in New York, but also in London and Paris. Paris lit up the
Eiffel
Tower and Rainbow, and they had a vigil
the
there last
night.
Okay, here's one thing you are hearing though is that all of those people. Thousands of people in that club and one gunman. Why didn't somebody jump him? Why didn't we have a situation like we did?
Well, just
in the
a clarification, 350 people.
Okay, 350. Okay.
He had a military assault weapon that enabled him, along with a handgun, a Glock, which is a semi-automatic gun also, that enabled him to plow down almost 100 people, killing
49. Is that true? Aren't these guns both the kind that you have to keep pressing the trigger?
Yes, but very, very lightly. You can It's a very effective killing tool. It is a military gun.
But still, 350 to 1, Mike. Come on.
What are you saying? That somebody should have jumped
him? No, I'm saying that, people are saying, oh, well, you know, you can't bring this up because we have to be all sympathetic, but how come there wasn't one brave soul? Why wasn't this like the airplane with the 9/11 killers over Pennsylvania? Why didn't someone say, okay, we're going to die. I might as well risk my life for this? And I think it's, you know, kind of a prejudice question, but it's also interesting.
Why didn't
maybe it was dark
teachers at the elementary school in Connecticut?
But they did. There were all kinds of tales.
It's also
of terrorism
2 o'clock in
there.
The morning after the night at a club. I'm
yeah,
not
and
sure
maybe
that
you couldn't
all...
tell. You couldn't yeah. tell.
It's
but
in the
no
dark.
One's talking about it because we think it's prejudice.
Back to the letters. Joseph says, Allen for president. You would think this is going to be a good letter. It was not. While we all condemn Mr. Trump for his radical views, flagrant castigation of nearly anyone, his marginalization of over a million Muslims, he's no match for the good doctor. That's me. A radio host wants to rescind the rights of 100 million Americans who legally, in capital letters, own firearms and use them responsibly.
Ooh.
Okay, there you go.
Second Amendment.
It's important to read. It's important to read these things. Michael says, they laughed at me a year ago. They're not laughing anymore. Adolf Hitler, 1934. Familiar? Good morning, panel, says Brian. Amazing work on the Orlando coverage. Considering President Obama's current poll numbers, do you feel that combined with the poll numbers and Trump's continued comments, we will see Hillary shift at all? It now seems hers to lose.
Yeah, Hillary has a talent, however, for making errors and doing stupid things.
Well,
so.
It's a really long time, and we haven't even gotten to the convention
early.
Yet.
Yeah. It's too early. People will forget this by November, and they'll
True
vote
enough.
On whatever's on their mind that day.
Okay.
You got it.
So John says, yes, it's a hate crime. Trying to state otherwise just erases us LGBT folk from this attack. Again, so that it can be used for political gain, usually by homophobic politicians. Let's see here. And then Nan says, as of this morning, a discussion of Trump, and a tiny passing reference that Hillary gave a speech to. Okay. And Kenny says, we just talked about Hillary, of course.
I was talking about stupid things she does. Her speech was another call for more responsible control over guns.
And Jeff says,
a
very good speech.
Jeff says, for Rosemary, how do you know there weren't people who bravely tried to stop the shooter? If they're dead, you'll never know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm saying the question has been raised, and I find it interesting. I would like us to know more. All the people in the 9/11 plane were dead, too, and we still found out. Everybody was on cell phones. We don't know the whole story yet.
Our great friend Tony Miola says, to be clear about what has changed or not yesterday, Harvey Levin was on TMZ to talk about all of the anti-gay speak that appeared on their site after reporting about Orlando. And
still some bigots out there, I guess.
I think there certainly are.
You can see them at Trump rallies.
Brucey says, enough of thoughts and prayers and moments of silence. I propose we rename moments of silence to moments of feckless inaction. We elect these people to vote and fix problems, not to pray and be silent.
I like that. Let's have a moment of feckless indecision.
Yes.
Well, that's what the president said on Sunday. He said we can choose to do nothing.
I would respectfully argue that I think you could probably do both.
Yes.
Kenny says, ISIS and other terrorists want a war. Donald Trump is playing right into their hands. Okay, so does Donald Trump know that he's playing right into their hands?
In other words, he would argue that he's not, but it does seem to support the rhetoric that Americans hate everybody and they want to crush the Middle East, et cetera.
Was I the only one that after the Donald Trump speech, waiting for all of the on the fence Republicans who have endorsed him and not endorsed him and endorsed him to sort of come out and say, "All right, this is yet another thing that we are concerned about, and he has gone too far, and we wanted him to shut up, and he didn't, and there's just like radio silence."
Yep. McConnell was asked about it, and he just nothing.
No.
Just nothing.
Good morning to all. I think you are purposely neglecting to discuss Sharia law that had guided the killer in his decision to massacre gays. From the Sharia manual accepted by most Muslims today, the prophet said, quote, kill the one who sodomizes and the one who lets it be done to him. Sharia laws are the cornerstone to how Muslims live their lives. These laws cannot be changed. They come from the words of the prophet. The Orlando killer was following his religion, Sharia law. There does seem to be a little problem with this, folks.
Well, he doesn't.
If you look in the Bible, that would mean...
You got it.
Right? If you look in the Bible, then everybody, Jewish or Catholic or Protestant...
There's no religion that says accept and love the gays among you.
That is true. although, but we also don't have the proof that this particular individual was motivated by his religion, which he seemed to spurn at many in many cases. I mean, but anyway.
Okay, so then we heard from Double B. Rosemary's comments are way off color. I'd like to see
What does that mean?
Well, it means he told a dirty joke.
They're green.
Okay. I'd like to see a run at a madman with two automatic weapons in a dark room. For God's sake. That is as crazy a statement as Trump would come up with, and that's from Bergen. That's nonsense. I don't know that you said anything
like
that.
No, I don't think your clarification. You said that your question was, people are bringing up, was this something that was done?
And it's no more crazy, by the way, than people running down the aisle of a plane filled with terrorists. So, in the face of threats like this, people sometimes do amazing things. We don't have those stories yet.
We're also, of those who were killed, those cell phones are now being turned over to the family.
Correct.
And we are finding more videos and seeing what was on those at the time and the messages that were going on and so forth. So
I think the conversation...
More of those stories will come out.
Should be about how, and you brought it up so well earlier, Rosemary, is how someone can get their hands on this so easily.
7 minutes.
A killing device, you know. And this is a guy that would not be allowed... He'd be on a no-fly list. And the NRA protects his right to still go out and buy a military assault weapon when he won't be allowed to fly in an airplane.
Hey, you know, I don't even want to take away his right to buy a gun. I don't want to take away the right to buy assault rifles. What I want is that someone's on the no-fly list, someone who's been twice questioned by the FBI, there's a waiting period. And the FBI would go and say, hey, we hear you want to buy an assault rifle. Could we talk about that? That's all I want. Well, not a violation of the Second Amendment.
I'd like to see the assault rifles unavailable. I don't see any societal need for having an assault. If this guy had a shotgun or a rifle or something like that, he would have had to reload and he would have been tackled and several people might have died, but not 49.
Well, the problem with that, I understand from people who know a lot more about guns than I do, is that when you get into banning certain classes or kinds of guns, it's ineffective because there are other guns who do the same thing, which would not be included in the ban.
Politicians need to have guts and outlaw assault rifles, military assault. How about a howitzer? Can I go buy a howitzer if I want and blow the top off of a building? Of course not.
Probably in some
states.
Where
is the threshold?
Right, probably in some states.
In some states, yes. But not in New York.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go back to more letters and finish up our conversation. We welcome yours, roundtable at WAMC.org. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from the Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, celebrating Francis Day with tours, exhibits, art making, music, and more. Saturday, July 9th, noon to 6 p.m. Skidmore.edu/Tang for details. Berkshire Highbridge Dental Implants, Drs. Klederman and Williams, offering prosthetic and restorative options for complex dental problems with the Highbridge Full Mouth Restoration. BerkshireHighbridge.com. Zoe's Deli and Bakery and Zoe's Double Hex Restaurant, serving Manchester Center, Vermont for 26 years. Zoe's.com. And Barrington Stage Company, Pittsfield, presenting a new drama, American Son, that examines our nation's racial divide through the eyes of an estranged interracial couple. June 27th through 9th at the Boyd Kinson Main Stage, BarringtonStageCO.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, and Mike Spain make up our panel this morning. We welcome your letters, roundtable at WAMC.org, roundtable at WAMC.org. We have a lot more letters, and let's go to some of those, and then we'll...
Okay. Nurse Carol, I say that because we love her. She is the super volunteer of our fund drives. I love her, love her, love her. Perhaps... He, the terrorist, only claimed this dreadful deed to honor a terrorist group because being known as a terrorist is better than being seen as gay. That might explain why the investigation into him exposed nothing of substance. How sad for all of us. Okay. And Joseph said, good morning, panel. Remember this as you cry for more gun laws. Criminals do not follow the law, hence the moniker criminal.
Don't let them have the guns.
Well, right, but you still, okay.
You have laws that say you can't go through a red light, even though the bad drivers are going to go through the red light. It establishes order and gives you a basis of control.
But the fact is still, in this case, the two weapons that were used in this horrific crime were purchased legally.
Yep.
And that's the question
easily
at
too.
Hand. Easily. And I believe you were saying 7 minutes, and I believe, and I heard this somewhere, although I don't have the fact in front of me, that it was 14, that this particular individual, Omar Mateen, it took him, I believe, 14 minutes from the time he went into the store to the time that he left with the weapons. So whether that's been proven or not, I don't know, but that's not a lot of time.
Okay.
15 minutes.
Okay. Now, Brian, I just want to say something. And I'm going to ask you all a big favor because I read these as they come in. It's not the easiest thing to do, as you all know. And it says, dear Roundtable, no need to read this as a comment. Thank you. Well, if that's the case, hold on and send them to me later. Don't send them to me here because I'm going to end up reading your comment. I don't want to do that if you don't want it. Concealed carry, says Alexander. Does the panel know if any person inside the club had a concealed firearm? Is this the answer to protecting ourselves from mass shootings? I think yes, more and more. As far as gun control, the cat is out of the bag. Good luck in getting it back. Well, I agree.
I hadn't heard that rhetoric. I was expecting it, that if one person in that club had a gun.
Well, Trump said that yesterday in a speech.
It's all over the internet.
It's a rhetoric.
We want our teachers to have guns now.
Right. It's the Wild West. It's the OK Corral.
Also, yeah, maybe these people just want to dance and have a good time and not have a gun attached to them.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Just saying that.
Radical idea there, Joe.
Okay.
Rich 757, remember what Tim McVeigh did with kerosene and fertilizer? Well, yeah, but it's not an AK-47.
This is an argument that was made about the terrorists who took over the plane in 9/11, that all they had was a box cutter, which was legal to bring on the plane at that time. But still, but then you use the plane as a weapon.
Yeah, but more and more mass killings have happened with semi-automatic guns that are bought legally, and people, there would be less. There's still going to be crazy people. We have a country of 270 million people. There's going to be a few hundred insane people who want to do acts of violence, and you're
and
never going to
have
a stop
gun,
it. So don't make
do
it easy for them. Right. Just don't let them go in and buy a gun in 7 minutes that can plow down 100 people.
Okay, so Ben says, the second worst mass shooting in American history, Virginia Tech, was with handguns. Banning assault weapons won't fix the problem.
Oh my
How
gosh,
do we know that?
That because
Let's
there's
try.
Not one thing you can do that will magically solve
That's
it and
right,
end
Rosemary.
It forever. We do nothing?
I hate that idea. And also, and again, and I know that this is silly and people, you know, laugh when you say this kind of thing, but, you know, you're talking about 7 minutes, but I swear to God, it takes me longer to get cold medicine at the pharmacy. Yeah.
That's right.
That's
you,
what
you got to go up to the counter
alone,
and
you have
wait
to have
for
the little card
Sudafed.
And then they have to go through the thing and the process and you have to sign all the paperwork. And it's unbelievable just to get so your nose stops running.
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't seem to be make sense to me, but okay.
All right. Anonymous, please. A free society is not a safe society. You cannot have both. Brendan, some guns...
Try.
What'd you say?
We can try, right?
Yeah, well, we certainly should try. Brendan, some guns are worse than others. Not going to argue against banning assault rifles, but I wouldn't be surprised if the handgun actually took more lives in this case because they're so much easier to use and on. That's another.
There was one of the survivors was on television last night on CNN describing how people were cowering in the bathroom in the stalls, and the guy pleading for mercy, and the shooter just put his hand over with the handgun and just sprayed them. I mean, he was out to kill people. There's no question about it. But
and he had the tool.
And he had the tools.
And there was that very eerie moment in that description from that particular individual that you're talking about, which that the shooter, Omar Mateen, was very calm and also told people
laughing.
Telling them to please turn off your phones, silence your phones, please.
Yeah.
And it's really eerie when they were describing that because it was like, you know.
That's a disturbing
directing,
story.
Yes. Yeah.
Gina,
like a security guard.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like a security guard keeping order.
Gina checks in and says, Eleanor Roosevelt, I love this letter, thought about things like this. Quote, I know that we will be the sufferers if we let great wrongs occur without exerting ourselves to correct them.
Oh, lovely.
Does it get better?
That's lovely.
No, it doesn't. Alan and Joe, glad, in capital S, to hear Rosemary again. Of course, a somber topic today, but no panelists, grandstanded, all contributed. And I just want to say, I really enjoyed the show for the way it was presented. Had a different vibe, and that's from Brian.
Fist bump, guys.
Okay.
And I don't want to take congratulations for being right. Oh, sorry, I'm quoting someone.
Okay. Kenny says, anyone that's already on the no-fly list should be on the no-gun buy list.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, that's
so
simple.
The NRA says that's a violation of your Second Amendment rights.
I mean, that was what Hillary Clinton
said.
It's
what the founding fathers wanted, Joe. They didn't want you to be denied a gun just because you're on a no-fly list. That's what they
I'd
meant
I'd like to
when
hear the Supreme Court argue this, but oops, it would be a tie vote. Who's responsible for that?
Sheep and sitting ducks, I don't want to be a sitting duck. You may be okay with that.
That's someone that's who the, carries a
that's,
gun.
That's the letter. Okay. Peter says, there was a good guy with a gun at the Pulse nightclub at the time of the attack. He was an off-duty police officer hired for security.
He was killed
by the gunman.
Yeah.
It's past time to drop the idea that more good guys with guns is a solution.
Yes.
Tim McVeigh says, Alan, that crime is a bad example. That crime took months of planning and preparation was a challenge to execute. Comparing it to walking into a crowded room and shooting is truly apples and oranges. They're both terrible.
Yeah, and we didn't. It was from a letter, by the way. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Well, we didn't make that comparison. A letter writer did.
Yeah. Okay. A shooting. He's responding to the letter writer.
Yeah.
Shooting. We recently had an active shooter training where I work, and one of the counteractions we were told to take is totally counterintuitive. We were told that when there is one shooter and many people present, the best course of action is to attack the shooter en masse. They said, will people die? Yes, but not as many as we continue to shoot.
Right.
Okay, Rosemary, they weren't trained in this disco or this nightclub
to do that. No, I understand. Yeah. I understand. And, what would I do? I mean, I would like to think, I'd sacrifice myself and run at the guy, but I don't think that I would. Usually when I'm in a high-pressure situation,
stall
I freeze.
Or something. Yeah.
Paul wants to know, why doesn't the NRA fight for my Second Amendment right to own a nuclear bomb?
I don't know that the Founding Fathers intended that, Alan.
Well, I don't know that they knew they intended
AK assault rifle.
These rifles, right.
And give them time.
Olaf says, hi, gang. Great show as always. When I heard about DT banning WPO from his events, the new president of the Philippines came to mind, who told the press not to F with him or else.
An extreme letters of that one.
Well, I was talking to some people this morning and I was saying, you know, almost ever, always, you see an F standing in the middle of some initials, you know what that F is going to stand for.
Yes.
Know what I mean?
Yes.
Fool.
Yes. Fool.
Food.
Okay.
All right. We have a minute.
Okay. So the only good to come out of this entire situation is the dialogue. It seems to me we only talk about these issues after the bad happens. Homophobia, radicalization, gun control, stalking, marital abuse, just to name a few, and then on like that.
I want to talk about rape at Stanford.
Okay.
Well, we're out of time.
I know.
But
can I put that on the list for tomorrow?
Absolutely. Well, we have a minute. I mean, what do you...
Well, say it quick.
And we talked about it during the break, but obviously that wasn't on the air.
Should a judge who issued a sentence way too lenient for a man who sexually assaulted a woman be given just 6 months? And should the judge. Should he be subject to recall?
And you say?
I say no. I think it's dangerous. We'll never have judges who do anything but hang people after that, even though I hate what he did.
Or who follow, you know, there are a million people on that petition. Million people now.
Right, but he was using a pre-sentencing report that was incomplete. It's now been determined by some better reporting.
Well, yet it was still a pre-sentencing
The wrong sentence, I believe, but it's even more wrong.
There's probably a wider discussion on parenting, too. I think the parents in the Gorilla case and the parents in of Brock Turner have both come under incredible fire for things that all of us do, you know. We don't look at our children every minute, or we defend them too strongly.
We overly defend our children. Let's take a break. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be a lighter news day, and a lot of things won't break.
I doubt
we'll
that. To,
yes, but we'll see. Thank you very much to Alan and Roseberry. And,
Roseberry?
Send me that letter. I'm going to have to talk with that.
And Mike Spain, thank you very much. We'll be back with more show after this.